Neil Shane of us here, Shua Fowler. Okay, Rosa, we're continuing Chazara. We're up to question 67.
67, yeah.
The Shita of the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes. Yeah, we just started. I didn't say anything yet of the Shia. Yeah, so you could. So the Marcheshes quotes from Yiki Veger in the Tshuva. Regarding Kriyas HaTorah. No, we're doing now Yuma. We're going to finish off Yuma now. It's only a couple of questions left, and then we'll go to Srara.
I don't know if we did 66.
Oh, maybe we didn't do 66. Machan Achayim. 66 is the Machan Achayim. The Machan Achayim has a big shear for, he says 13 minutes. The Machan Achayim. That was 66. That was 67. The rush, it could be I didn't fully discuss the rush either.
What is Machan Achayim?
13 minutes. The Rosh was just talking about eating Marer. Achol demay yatsa, achol b'lom uskav, achol chatzayin yatsa, uvad shal yisha lo mechil chaver to Yosef v'chdei achil es pras. Shem devarach al achil es morer, tzorich shochol gezayis. If you make achil es morer, you have to make a gezayis. That's the famous rush. That you have to eat a gezayis of morer. Because since you make the bracha of al achilas maror, so then you have to eat a kezayis. This is the famous rush, because the question is, why don't you just say you have to eat a kezayis maror, because everything that you have to eat has to be kezayis. So he's saying, no, it's because... So I think there's a Reb Chaim that says that, because maror you ate with the Korban Pesach, so it's not a separate achila. So then it's only tofel to the Korban Pesach, so you wouldn't necessarily have to eat a kezayis maror. But today, Chazal made a special takana of eating maror alone. And then he said, you make a bracha al achilas maror. So once they made a bracha of al achila, then it has to be a kezayis. Yeah, then it has to be b'chdei achilas pras. Okay. Okay. Then, okay. Now we're up to the Marcheshes. So first, the Marcheshes. Okay. He says. The Rechasha says on page 5 that he was sick on Tisha B'Av. So he ate Pachas Pachas Mikashir. Now, a lot of poskim hold there's no such thing as Pachas Pachas on Tisha B'Av. You have a body holds that either you're fasting or you're not fasting. If you're not fasting, if you're sick, you're not fasting, you can eat regular. You know, on Yom Kippur, even if you could eat pachas, then we tell you to eat pachas. You don't just say, you know, depending upon, you know, if you call a sheish po sakari, you have to be pachas. And you have to, and then, because since you can get away with pachas, then you're not considered a sakana, because you can do pachas. So that's why we have pachas. But on Tisha B'Av, you're a chayla, so lo gozru. So therefore, the whole fast doesn't apply to you. That's how Rav Abadi holds, that's how the mother holds. But Rav Heshes held no, that even on Tisha B'Av, do pachas. So he said, his mashma from him, because it's midivrei Kabbalah. I don't know if he would say the same thing like Shivos Abratamos or something like that. You know, because... So then, once he discusses that, then he wants to discuss, so what's the story about what is Kedei Achilas Pras? So, then he quotes at Chasam Sofer that says 9 minutes. And he proved that right from that Gemara Krisus, that if you eat the quarter of a pras of nevela, and then you went to the mikvah and another quarter, so it's mitzdarif. Mizamuchach d'shir tvila hu kimat kidei shir achilas pras pachas ma'at. So he says Shir Tevila is a little bit less than Kedei Achilas Pras, and therefore the Gemara says that the Shir of Ben Hashmashos from Nechemia is the Shir that of Tevila, and that's 9 minutes. So Shir Tevila is time 9 minutes, and that's the that's what the Gemara says. So Mimela, so you have to be mafsik 9 minutes. So then, but then the others argued with him, and he says that Chor doesn't make sense. It doesn't take 9 minutes to be Tovel. The Gemara. It doesn't take 9 minutes to be Tovel. In other words, when do we say it's 9 minutes? That's if you start from the... If you're on top of the mountain and you go down and then you go back up, that could take 9 minutes. You're on top of the mountain, you go down, you Tovel, go back up. That could take 9 minutes. But the Shir in the Gemara in Croesus that he says he was Tovel, it's not 9 minutes. There, it wasn't talking about starting from the top of the mountain. He says, "Ashir she'amru sham b'gemar mahalach hatzimil, hayinu hayirida mehar, imali al rosh ahar." So, and he says, "Uvemis malavach kasha lomar she'ashir achilas gimel dal beitzim, yishak kidei shir kol kach gadol." Doesn't make sense. Like Rav Abadi always says, from Rav Aaron Kotler. What's a beitza? A beitza is the middle slice of a rye bread. So let me ask you, how long would it take to eat the middle slice of a rye bread? If I give you a middle slice of a rye bread, how long do you think it'll take you to eat? What? A minute?
Maybe a minute and 5 seconds.
A minute. So eating three of them would take 3 minutes. And four of them would take... So Achilles process is either gimel or dal beitza. So l'chora, it means it's either 3 or 4 minutes. To say 9 minutes is so that's what he says, that it must be that it's 3 or 4 minutes should be the real shear. What do you say? Well, I didn't hear what you said. Compound, you said?
Right.
Because it takes a little bit longer.
A little more. So then I
Right. Okay. So 3 minutes, you want to make it 4 minutes, and the other sheet did that it's 4 minutes, you can make it 5 minutes. Right. We'll see what Ramosha says about this. But, and then he wants to bring another raya from the Gemara Sukkah. In other words, the Chasam Sofer seems to be very mechudishtik. People have found very difficulty with the Chasam Sofer. So he says like this, there's a Gemara Sukkah that says you can eat achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Right? You can take a snack outside the sukkah. But you can't take a nap outside the sukkah. In other words, even though a nap is also arai. But you can take a snack, because we're afraid that if you take a nap, then a nap becomes... Yeah, sometimes people mean to take 15-minute nap. Sometimes, remember this has happened sometimes Friday night. You finish the meal. This happens to everybody. And you go on the couch or on the... And then you wake up. It's like the middle of the night or something, So you only meant to take a nap. But the nap became a whole thing. So that's why at Sukkot you shouldn't take a nap. If you're makpid to sleep in the sukkah, which is... This is key, many of us are not because we're mitzvah. So, mitzvah is part of an asukah. But so the halacha is you can eat a snack outside the sukkah, but you can't have a nap outside the sukkah. So the chorah, they're parallel. The nap and the snack are parallel, just one might turn out to be much longer. It says, So he says like this, what's the shear of Shena Sarai? So Shena Sarai is Kidei Hiloch Mea Amma. So Achila Sarai should also be Mea Amma. And Achila Sarai is Beitza. So therefore, Achila Sarai, Achila's Beitza is the Hiloch of Mea Amma. So therefore, Achilas Pras should be 300 Amas. And Dalet Beitzim is 400 Amas. So if Shir Mil... is 2,000 Amas... Shir Mil is 2,000 Amas, and that's what? 18 minutes... or Shlisha Shah, 20 minutes, 18 minutes. So therefore, if 18 minutes it takes to walk 2,000, so in Kain Magilachol, Hiloch Mea Amma, Teisha Asirius. So therefore, do the math for me, Rabbi. If 2,000 takes 18 minutes, right? So 100
is 1/20 of 18 minutes.
So how much is that?
1,800.
And then you multiply that by 3.
It's about 2.7.
Yeah, 2.7. And if it's Dalet Beitzim. So that means that it's 400 Amos. So in other words, so how much is that? If 2,000 is 2,000 takes 18 minutes, so then and 100 is how many?
0.9.
So now you times it times 4.
That's 3.6.
So that's what he says. And if you hold that it's 24 minutes, so or it could be 22 and a half. So you keep making these cheshbonos. So he says, in other words, what? It's travel of 18, 24, or 22 and a half.
This is the
Mark Hashem, right? Yeah. So in halacha, he died in litmos mitziyos of yedeinu. Kind of 3.06. Because maybe the shear mill is 18, and even if it's chavdalid, but maybe the halach is that it's gimel beitzim. So maybe the sveik, in other words, you have a sveik to do 3.06 minutes. That makes much more sense. So, you know, like when people, so Rav Moshe writes that he likes this. He says you should be machmir on page 11, like the macheshes of Telki, so what did Rav Macheshes say originally? It's really, what was the first year we gave for the macheshes? 2.7?
2.7, yeah.
So he says, really, it's 2.7. I mean, it's less than 3 minutes. So therefore, you should be machmir to have a kezayis right, like 2.7 minutes. And for, in other words, for like achilas matzah, when you have to do a lechumra. But even though the minhag is to be machmir for Yom Kippur for 9 minutes, but I think he writes some of that's. But if you need to, I think he says you could do less. Right? I'm trying to find that line.
Oh yeah.
Where Moshe writes that. Yeah. He says, "Sorach l'hachmir b'shir achilas pras for less than 3 minutes," and he says the 9 minutes is lo mustaber. And Yom Kippur, if he really can't do 9 minutes, then let him do half of that, like 4.5 minutes. So that's a good. It's important for. That's good for a rav to know. 4.5 minutes. In other words, people always say you have to wait 9 minutes. So that's between eating. Rav Abadi holds for drinking, it can be more makel because drinking, there's a sheet that holds you have to drink Kadesh Dias Revius. So that's very one continuous drink. So that's a very big kula lagabe, what's called a hefsek. If you're not doing a constant drink, that would be a hefsek. And the other sheet is Kadesh Chilas Pras. So,
what does Rav Bada say for eating?
Rav Bada usually says the 9 minutes, but the 9 minutes, Rav Moshe points out, is very namastaber. So we try lechatchila to be choshish for the 9 minutes. But if you can't, 4.5 minutes is good enough. So if you're a person who really has to eat on Yom Kippur and can't wait the 9 minute intervals, so half could be good. Because we saw the 9 is very, very understandable. Yeah, I mean, it's based on that assumption that it was 9 minutes between the going up to the, you know, being Tovel. And who says that Gemara was only talking about if you start in the mountain, but the Gemara increases, weren't talking about starting on the top of the mountain. How long does it take to be Tovel? Okay, you're on the beach, you walk in, it takes you 30 minutes, you take off your clothing, it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes, twice. Okay. I'm going ahead of telling you sleep there. Okay.
Last question. Let's say you're not so sick, maybe you theoretically be able to.
What, in Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, but you're much older. Let's say you're above 95 and there's potential that you'll change or something. So, is that enough to allow you to drink in the month of the 9 minute interval or eat?
I mean, the doctor has to see what the.
Meaning, is it the hashash that something might happen, or a large percentage is enough? That depends on the doctor.
Yeah, you go to a doctor and discuss it. Then, okay, so that was Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said he likes the marcheshes, which is a little less than 3 minutes, really. And but he said v'choshes for the chasam sofer, but that's only if you can. But if you can't, you can do the chasam sofer in half. And then we did the question 70. Tein divrei hatchilas Mordechai. What did hatchilas Mordechai said? 5 minutes. And he quotes that from the Chatzav Sofer, really. Right. Kama shon hei bu sabi ka kama hu shir tzim sokhez kama chal dvar shon ki shir achilas pras hu lo yoser al teishim minuten. I mean, the Chatzav Sofer says it's not more than 9 and it's not less than 2. So therefore take the average. So what is that? Five and a half.
Or six, right?
Three, yeah.
Nine.
Okay. Question 71. Take the rest of the Sugya Pras that we talked about already. That the Shena, it's the same Shena Achila should be the same Shia of Achila Sarai, and that's the Shia of 100 Amos. So then you make a cheshbon, and the beit is aroi. So that's 100 amos. So then you do the calculation, because if a meal is 2,000 amos, so then, and that takes 18 minutes. So then you make the calculation, based on what we did before. And then we did the. The Mechaschina that says that really every food item should be its own thing.
Relative.
What?
Relative.
He says that the different foods are different things. He says by Negoim, it's especially like Rosh Hashanah said, that's a special din. That if you're wearing clothing and you're coming into the Bais HaMenuga, so then you have to stay there this year of Kedei Achilas Pras, Pas Chidim Lo, Pas Orim. But that's only for the Din of Negoim, the Shach always points out that the Achronim say. But
this is the Menchas Tinoch.
Yeah. But when you're talking about the Kdei Achilas Pras for eating, that every food should have its own, whatever the norm is for that particular food. Certain foods take longer than other foods. Chelus Mordechai quotes the Chasam Sofer that is, you know, it's heavy. In other words, Yashit is of 2 minutes versus 9 minutes. And, well, you know, to tell you the truth, Rabbi Osei, is it really the Chelus Mordechai, or is this is the... Oh, then he says, one said, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, he says 5 minutes, and Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was masking to that. Like five, in other words, it says the average between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. And then he quotes Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, says the same thing. It's the same type of shear. Kamisha minut shemutza ben shneimun ben tisha minut. So that's the share. Okay, we have officially finished the 72 questions of Yuma, and now we can talk Hazara for Srara. I love this pack. I love this harav. He put all the packets together, one Meredith. Okay, so let me give you back this. Okay, here, so let's trade. Trades. I just tell you what he said. Srara, we're up to Srara now. Now you could get into full force. So you have this is Givaldic what you did, Harav.
We got a pile of paper and it's coming up.
This is such a smart thing what you did. Maybe I should borrow it. This is great. Okay, so we are now beginning. Hello. Okay, so the Rivash. Rivash says, tells the whole story here. So he talks about the following. Vachas amrach shalchuf isha okim morenu harav matis yahu. Ben adam hagadol morenu harav Yosef. So morenu harav matis yahu. He said, he opened up a yeshiva, and he was Marbitz Taita. The king liked him. Avosa also, how you call Yehudim, how you have a homo, tzina, v'tzochem, v'chol kivas, ha-malchus, ha-hu, v'rosam, tov, kulosam, yosham, masav, torah, gdul, v'mokam, echad. So they made him the Rav, the Dayan, everything. They loved him.
So then he was Nifter. Moreno Rav Matisyo. It was great. Everyone loved him. He was the... And he died. So they appointed his son, Moreno Harav Yochanan, the son of Matisyo. Because they thought he was very competent. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, so, but hopefully we should have a better, yeah. Right. Yeah. So let's see what happened with this, these people. So Yan Ra'u Mamali Mokam Avos. And his, you know, his, he was great. His father gave him smicha. And then he went on and started yeshiva someplace else, not near his father, when his father was alive. And now his father died. So... So the question is, so what's going to be now? Vata Allah Aryeh Dvei Aryeh Shabachabura Meishim Melchomo Moreno Rav Yeshaya Vesivis Macholshia Beino Vein Moreno Rav Yochanan Nosem Melchomo So Shvui Yilich Al Ashkenaz Al Nesha Gorol Mama Levi. So now the question is, who's going to take over for the father? So now this fellow Rav Yeshaya emerges. And apparently he had some machloikas with Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore he went to Ashkenaz, Germany. Then so then the question is, the Gam Gzeva he Shalokidim Hasya Al Odova we also Renner of Yochum Shalto Asha Nogba Hormon Malka. You can talk about the comfort of Lito, it's just him calling in the non-way of him. So now, he says like this. So who's the... So there you had something, Maram Halevi. But so he chose Rabbi Yeshaya to be the rabbi. It was not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the son of Matisyahu. And he was the up-and-coming star. And now they picked this other guy. This other rabbi.
Who was the other rabbi?
Rabbi Yeshaya. So was that right?
Yeah.
So he says, comes to Ashabul.
So he says, maybe it's not right. Mishon shafil v'achzik ba morin Rav Yochanan al shata atchil saminoi. It could be that he had the right to Yerush his father. Okay, we didn't really talk about that yet, the Yerusha aspect. And then he says that Rav Yochanan was already acting as the rabbi. So how could you now go ahead and appoint this new person? It's not right. It's not right. And then he quotes, does he quote the Yerushalmi here? Let's just see who quotes the Yerushalmi. There's the Yerushalmi that they quote. There's the famous Yerushalmi that whatever, you know, when they built the Mishkan, they had the northern poles, the southern poles, right? It says, Hakimosa es Hamishkan kimishpato. Chia mishpat le'etzim el ezo keresh zochel inosim b'tzafon b'dorim inosim b'dorim. So you see that even by inanimate objects, we see you have a concept of chazaka. That this was in the north, it stays in the north. And he quotes that in this tshuva here. So therefore, Rav Yochanan was there already. So what's this Rabbi Yishai coming in for? Yeah, he quotes it here. So even if Rabbi Yishai wasn't the heir apparent, but Lemaisa, he became the Rav after his father, so he was proving Rabbonus. So he's like the Keresh that was in the north. So if it was in the north, it stays in the north. So he says that he has Chazaka. Mi shehechzik afilu me'atzmo be'ezes rara O din kedima ain notlin also mimenu. The teitzel la'acher gadol mimenu. He came to kavod zochaba. Unless he's mamish in amaretz, and then the other Rabbi Yochanan would be in amaretz. The Rabbi Yishai was a talmud chacham. Then I can understand. But if he's a talmud chacham, ain misalkim oto. Even though the other guy might be a bigger talmud chacham, but he's a qualified person also. Then you can't. Rosh Paskin, you can't take it away. You can't take it away. And Rabbi Yochanan was this namana from the king, and everyone agreed. So that's it. That's the story. And this is quoted in the Ramah. Mi shehuchzach l'rav v'ir, afil echzik v'atzma, be'ezesrar, eva reading l'uzo, afu b'yishabal v'sham acher gadol mimenu.
if he's chukzak in to be the Rav Ha'ir, that's it, he's there. And we saw these sources from Yerushalmi, that if you have the poles in the north, they stay in the north, south in the south. Then we did the Shut HaMalbach. Rav Leibi ben Habib. Page 11, right? So they talk about the person who they wanted to be the Shliach Tzibur in the community. Rav Yitzchak Kalifafa. His nice voice. And they want to put him in. But the only problem is there was another shots before him. And the other guy who preceded him had, there was no defect in the previous person. See, this happens all the time. This is that they find, oh, he's better. This guy's better. Yeah, he is better. But so what? That's not a reason to fire the first guy. If the first guy was mamish no good, defective. Yeah, I feel very strongly about this. You know, this idea that, oh, this guy, he's better. But this guy was there before. So that doesn't mean you just throw out. So this Rav Yitzchak Galifafa, he's good. But the problem is, there was someone before him. And the other guy was fine. Maybe this guy's better, but he was fine. So what do we... But people want the other guy. So what do you do? Rav HaKol wants this new guy. So the Malbach says you should split it. Nearly Lavoda Shamay She shows his name Tomid Bateva. Shivuach Yom Rechad Kol Hasbiros. One week he should have it, and the other week the other guy. And switch it. That's what the Marbach says. And this is quoted in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham on page 15. You see, the thing about these are real halachas. You see, the way when usually you have fights about this, everyone, you know, gives their view based on, you know, oh, this is what I think. But did you ever see the Ramah? Did you ever see the Magen Avraham? You know what I mean? It's not just, I think this, you think this. Okay, it's very nice that you think, but what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Shlius Tzibur Shehiski Rotsa Lindos Bino Zayin of Prachim Achofi." Kolo Malim Mekom Shad Varim Bino Kodim. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein Nochal Lavi Shatz Bishvil Acha Shekolo Oren." The Rov Kapetzim Acha Yisham Shish Nem Geachem. So that's the Baal Bach, the Magen Avraham quotes. But you can't kick someone out because someone else has a better voice. If mamish, this guy has a terrible voice, or he did some act of something that's not, he was in a fraud or something, you know what I mean? Something that makes him unbefitting to, that's one thing. But he's a fine, this happens all the time. You have fine people who are doing a fine job, and now, all of a sudden, this Wonder Man comes around. And now we want the Wonder Man. And of course, that's the way people act. Oh, the new guy, he's going to be the savior. He's going to be the savior of everything. And we're going to, wow, you know, he's going to be the new Mashiach. And so it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not right. You can't, yeah, let me tell. He's the head of what?
He's the head of some hedron and doesn't know oxen.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about...
They want to get rid of him.
No.
So, we have a tanna that says you can get rid of him. We have two tanna. They're very explicit on the subject.
Because for Sanhedrin, that's a qualification for Sanhedrin.
They wasn't, they helped wasn't right.
Right. For, because there you need...
And even, it seems they held that way even if you wouldn't know.
We're talking about a chazan here.
Yeah,
but
it's the same song.
No.
Well, it's different though.
The chazan, he's a little bit better. The other guy's better, but that doesn't mean he can...
So our Shomayim Lulul is not good.
Yeah, but it could be for a Sanhedrin. You need a... Yeah. Yeah. But he's not saying mitzada. He's just saying that he has a chazaka. Okay. So the Marabach says, but if the Rav Tzibah wants the new guy, I would have said, the new guy, send him someplace else. So, but the Marabach is a little bit, he says, if Rav Tzibah wants him, you can bring him in, but you have to share with the other Tzibah. Usually what's going to happen is, once you have to share, it can be a problem. I would think you shouldn't even have to share.
Fight up or down.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah. People have this, you know, this idea of this, you know, like someone said, he's the new savior. He's the new, you know. A lot of times it doesn't work. You think, oh, this is the new. A lot of times the person who's more low-key is good, you know, instead of, people think, oh, this charismatic, this wonder, what, as in Yiddish we say, wunderbar!
But for certain communities that might be a good thing. To have those types of people, I mean, unfortunately, but like, let's say you have a community like kind of state, you need someone who's a chazan,
Moel
and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other things, not just
low-key,
but some communities, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the halacha of Lot, that if you put the Eir Chatzeros, you have to put it in one house, and then you don't switch it to another house because of Dake Sholom. That's the... Mishnah and Gittin. Then the question is going to be, why do you say Dr. Shalom? Why don't you just say because of Hazaka? But that's relevant to this question. That's the Mishnah and Gittin. And then we saw the Shud HaRashba says, but if the minhag is to be memana somebody was man kavua, like for 5-year contract, that's the minhag. So then you don't say that he has a chazaka for forever, right? That's the tshuva of the Rashba. That's 5, page 14. Yeah, I haven't made. Because it says, V'arvim beis ha'yoshim b'nei dakas sholom. And the Gemara says, because it's a chashad. Because we're going to move the Erev out, people are going to say, oh, this, maybe there's something wrong with this guy. That's why we took the Erev out of his house. But he says that today we don't have a chashad, because the minig is, it's only everyone gets it for 5 years, say. And then question six was about the Shliach Tzibur. That was that you're not allowed to be misalik the Shliach Tzibur. And then the Magen Avraham quoted that Malbach. Okay, so we did the first six questions. Plus we did the other. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll daven Minchah, even though we don't have a minyan, we'll chop up. I think we just need two more people. Yeah, we'll chop.
Okay.
We'll daven Minchah, you can daven Minchah. Now. We'll get. Just give. I'm the ultimate believer in making minyanim. And, yeah. Right? You know that. Okay, everybody. So, this